This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. I was actually waiting for Adrian to say something.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to do it. So how you doing, Adrian?
Good morning. Great. How are you?
Never better. What's cooking?
Just super excited to have one of my favorite people in the world to talk to today.
I think I'm a little nervous. She kind of intimidates me a little bit, and I have to be present to that and own it. Otherwise, it's going to be stuck in my head the whole time. But Lisa Grossman is like so far above just the normal crowd out there. She sees things no one else sees. She sees things around corners that people haven't even gone down that hallway yet. I love everything about her. Lisa Grossman, how are you?
I am doing awesome today. How are you?
Doing fine. What's going on with your hair?
My hair is messy. I was complaining about that for those of you who want the inside joke. It has been one of those days. It's, you know, what is it? Tuesday, I guess. Which really, they need a better solution to overcome Monday than Tuesday, because I've had so much follow up and everything done today that I never really got to anything past the ponytail. It's clean, but it's in a messy ponytail because I've been on Zooms, phone calls, and things literally since 7 a.m.
I don't think anybody ever even thinks about your hair, because you are such a depth of knowledge, love, compassion, and wisdom. It's unbelievable. And those of you that don't know Lisa Grossman, you need to find her. You need to find her however you find her. You Google her. Make sure you put two N's at the end. Make sure that you find her on Facebook, on Twitter. She's got to be everywhere, because she is everywhere. And the woman is amazing. What's the best place to find you, Lisa?
Oh, probably Facebook. Messenger to start, because it's the one I check most often. I have to tell you, I'm too old. Because there are so many ways that people reach out to you that sometimes if I get a message and I don't write, like, note it, like in something like contact me, I find, like, maybe they could talk to me and tell, maybe it was a Facebook Messenger. I'm like, did you message me? Because I can't find it anywhere. So
I gave your friend Jeanette Anderson a lead on something. And so she takes the lead, and she and the guy have a conversation, which is wonderful, down in Melbourne, Australia. 2 months later, she calls me and says, Tom, I lost the lead. And I go, well, that's tough, you know, toenails. So she tells me to go find the lead to send it to her again. I've been looking for 2 weeks. I can't find it. I have no idea where I found that guy and sent it to her, but I know exactly what you're saying. It's terrible.
Crazy. By the way, is there a chat where people are talking that I can see or no?
Yep, you should. There should be comments on the right-hand side. I think you can see.
Private chat, no wonder. See?
There you go.
If I told you, here's what's embarrassing. I actually have StreamYard and know how to use it. Not at all.
It is. Well, and then they move everything around all the time, and they do all these things where people who used to show up don't show up their names anymore, and I want to put your name up there. So make sure you go to StreamYard.com/Facebook and authorize it or do whatever they make you do so we can show your beautiful names, because we love you, and we are so happy to have you commenting along. And Lisa, you have so many so many fans that are here cheering you on.
Jeanette Anderson down in Melbourne.
I know. There you go.
Colton Bugs credits Lisa with, like, launching his career. I mean, the people that, you know, take a look at Jesse Lee Ward. And what I love about Lisa is she never admits it, number one. If we ask her if she did all that, she'd say no. And number two, she never takes credit for any of it. And that piles more credit upon her than if she did it. And there's just such a lot to learn from the way that you roll in your life that it's, you know, most people coming on this show dress for prom. My hair is always a mess. I look like I went through the robo wash with the window open. I love everything about you. You need to know that.
Now, I want to say this, because I am not, like, anti-business clothes or, like, trying to prove something. People always think I am. I don't understand people that manage their time that well. See, I would love to do my hair and makeup and all that, but if there's somebody on the phone that needs help or a problem that has to be addressed or something else, it's like my makeup or dealing with the situation at hand. So maybe if I got up an hour earlier in the morning, but I'll tell you what, Tom. When I come back, I'll get gussied up. All you people come back and tell me if what I say sounds better.
It makes no difference. I got in so much trouble last night. This is, and then we're killing a great show with stupid stories, but this is really great and really stupid. But so my wife's got all this. She's got all this face paint and all this stuff that we're supposed to put on for Halloween. And she goes and does her stuff, and she's coming home to do it, and I'm running late. She says, "Are you ready for Halloween?" Thinking I did all that, and she said, "I said yeah." She said, "Do you have your costume?" And I said, "Yeah." And so she walked out, and she's got all this stuff on, and she looks like a million bucks. And I have my pajamas and my slippers on, and she said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm drunk. I'm dressing like a grumpy old man." And it worked out perfectly, and everybody loved it, and I won the costume contest. So that's how I'm going to
die. Last stupid story.
I love you. I made most of it up. So what's cooking? So what's going on in the world of network marketing?
I'm
going
to tell you one more stupid story.
All right.
Hope, Arkansas. I'm going to do a meeting. They call me and they tell me, this is 15, 20 years ago, that it's a Saturday training, not to be worried because they're going hunting after the meeting is over because the hunting season opened. So they're going to be like a lot of people in hunting clothes. And I said, well, what should I wear? And they said, oh, just wear your business clothes. Just wear your business clothes. Business clothes. So I literally went there and I had on like a t-shirt and a pair of sweatpants and a ponytail. And they, I said, and I got on stage and said, look, I don't hunt, but they told me to wear my business clothes and I work from home. These are my business clothes.
Yep, that's it. That's what's so cool about it, kid. So tell me a story. What's going on in network marketing these days? There's a huge flight to quality. The startups are, they're in trouble because there's just so much competition and the supply chain, and there's just a lot going on, isn't there?
I could give you a thousand things why, reasons why things aren't working, and they'd all be accurate, but none of them true, because in my opinion, there are times when being less than excellent works, and there are times when if you're not excellent, it won't, but the good methodology is always be excellent so you can survive all times. So I think what's going on in the world right now, because there are a lot of outside pressures, people are looking with a discerning eye, understanding that people will always spend money and always pursue business and opportunities that really make sense to them. And in crazy Wild West, money is free times, people will spend money on a lot of things that don't make sense to them. So I think what's happening today is people are looking, we're more concerned with security, and if you're concerned with security, you're concerned with sound business judgment. I see legacy companies that are in trouble because they won't adapt to changing times. I see startups that are not doing well because they didn't check all the boxes and get all the things done before they launched, because I think that it always takes a great story, but the tougher the times, the more imperative it is that there's someone back at the home office making sure that story comes through.
Yeah. So what do you, when we talk about legacy companies and some are adapting to the times and some are not, what are some of the big things that you think need to happen for companies that have been around for a long time to adapt to the way that the marketplace is going, not just in network marketing, but looking at the Shopify's and Amazon's and all these other alternatives out there of ways to make money besides just network marketing?
I think that now more than ever, a lot of businesses look alike, but everything starts out with what are you trying to build? What's your outcome? I think if you look at really successful companies in and out of network marketing, their outcome is they play the long game. They play the keep, know who your customer is, get them the best experience possible, because products more often than not always, are nothing more than commodities where people have a multitude of choices. And if the experience is good, remember that if time is money, then the customer you have is more valuable if you have to make a choice than the customer you don't have yet. And so often in business, but in network marketing in particular, people bring somebody into their community as a consumer, customer, would-be promoter, really doesn't matter, because the day they click submit, people are acting like they're in sales and they're closing and they're done and they should move on. And that's fine if you want a lot of buyers and you want to play chase and replace. But salesmen are about what they can get done today. Business people play the long game. And I'll give you an example. I had someone here today, and she is amazing. She owns a roofing company. And we were talking about this very subject and all these different businesses. And I said, you know, a good business person is always concerned with your experience, Adrian, because I know two things. I know if it's a great experience, you're going to bring me your friends. And I know a few of them. You're going to talk about me good. If it's a bad experience, you're going to talk about me all the time to everybody.
Yeah.
So it's not just if they don't have a good experience, you're going to lose them and everybody they might bring to you. You're going to get them out there advocating against you.
Yep. That's so spot on. And inevitably, things are going to not go well at some point along the way in any journey, right? Whether you're a startup, whether you're a legacy company, whether you're a huge person with a giant organization or somebody just getting started, you're going to screw some things up along the way. And one of the things that I think really separates companies that are going to make it from those that don't is how they respond when that happens. And the best companies, I think, end up making bigger promoters from the way they handle the stuff that they screw up and fix it on the back end than they maybe even had going into it before the screw up occurred. And there's a lot of other companies out there that don't do that and don't take care of people. And you end up having the situation like you just described where they can't wait to go and tell anybody who will listen about what a bad experience they had.
Well, here's the thing, and this is going to be really off the wall for a lot of people, but I think we are all, if a business is working, consumers first. Because 90% of the people in any sustainable long-term company are at least starting off part-time, and many of them are content to be there forever. At least that's what they think in the beginning. And that isn't that complicated. You know, it isn't that complicated. A $300 solution in any network marketing company isn't that complicated. But we want to have a 2% conversation with a 98% audience and propel people. It's like somebody showing up and saying, hey, Adrian, I think it'd be kind of cool. I know you're really good at tennis. I'd like to be able to go play tennis and not embarrass myself. I'd love to take a lesson or two. You're like, great, I can help you. And you call me the next week and say, oh, well, I've signed you up for 16 clinics over the course of the next year. I've got you going to 3 mindset things, because mindset's very important when you play tennis. I've signed you up for this. I just want to look, I freaking hit the ball.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's like, because I said yes to, I'd like to, you know, make a little bit of extra money, you suddenly want to launch me into the MBA school of network marketing.
So true. We got to take a quick break, so let's pause there. And I want to come back to that conversation because I think there's something that we can really build on there. We are talking to Lisa Grossman, who is truly the queen of network marketing. We love her. You're with Adrian and Tom Chenault. We are on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show on the Genesis Communication Network. We will be back right after this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. We've got Adrian Chenault here. We got Lisa Grossman, and she's talking about so much. Adrian wants to ask her another question right now. Then I want to know how she keeps people. Because I'm telling you what, I'm watching people jump company to company to company to company, getting their faces knocked off with every new story that comes along. And then I listen, and then I watch Lisa. And I mean, I'm telling you what, she exemplifies glue in leadership and organization. And that is a skill into itself. And I want to talk about that too. So bring her back to where we were.
All right. So before the break, we were talking about this, what I would consider sort of permission and developing the relationship step by step, right? So somebody says, oh, yeah, I think I might be interested in solving this problem, and I'm kind of 2% of the way. And you're going, well, here's every possible thing that you could do, and you need to go way down the track, and people aren't ready for that. And so
what's the question? How many times have you seen somebody say, would you like an additional source of income, a second income, a way to make some extra money? And somebody says yes. And the next thing it is they get them on this $10,000 a month, if that's the number today, mind track that is a wish at best, and they didn't even ask for it or entertain that when they said anything. But I want to go back to your earlier point, because the reason I said all that was you were saying that companies, organizations, et cetera, it's the way they respond to problems. I think that's a lot of it, but I've amended my viewpoint a little bit. I think the biggest challenge that companies and organizations have today is communication. I don't think anybody expects it to be perfect. I don't think anybody expects a life without challenges. We deal with it every day. And nobody really expects that you can fix the problem. You know, if the plumber is supposed to come out to the house and they don't show up, you don't really think the person that the only answers the phone at the office is the person who didn't show up at your house. They're not the plumber. If they're nice to you, and they hear you and they try to address your problem, even though you know they're not running over to fix it, you feel good. But when people feel discounted or not communicated with or misled or like they're only as valuable as the last time they spent a dollar or showed up at a meeting, or they're constantly being made to feel that they are somehow lacking because their goals, desires, wants do not match what you think they should be. You know, I think what people do, thinking takes so much effort for some people, they just think it's easier to judge, so they do that instead.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
But we're dealing with it. Yeah, instead of them have a thought, it's contempt prior to investigation. Everybody just pushes out all this negativity. Nobody's really building with communication. And you're, the spoken word is everything. And what's good about you and I is we have deep conversation about important things. And some of that stuff is really scary stuff. We had a conversation yesterday about some stuff going on that is scary in the world today. And people hurting each other for the sake of hurting each other, no matter what political affiliation they've got, is wrong. And we have got a profession where we can unify people with love. And we've got to do that. We've got to take that responsibility extremely seriously. And that's what Lisa does. And that's kind of what you were born to do, right, Lisa?
I think, yeah, you were saying I'm such glue. I don't know that that's true. I don't try not to judge people. People come and people go. The only time, here's the mistake. If you go to work with somebody because you genuinely like them, you genuinely feel alignment, you genuinely feel like you connect on a level that is real and authentic and not situational, then ultimately you want them to be happy no matter what it is they choose to do, even if it's not with you. But in that relationship, they'll have a conversation with you that maybe they're reacting to misinformation or they're feeling it's emotion and they're making a decision on emotion. You can often talk them through it without agenda. Because when you really get somebody to talk through something, the end result may be that today in this company together is not for them. But if your relationship with them hinges on that decision, you never had one to begin with, so you should never have expected that you could have held them one day longer than they felt like it was the place for them because you weren't a factor in the first place. You didn't make yourself one, so why would you be one in the second place?
So stop being a jerk is what she's saying. And if they make a decision for themselves and their family, however wrong as it might be, she and I have been around this business a long, long time. And all I say to people is good luck, and I'm going to leave the light on for you. Because I truly believe you're going to be back to my friendship with you and probably my company. Because I'm the guy that loved you even though you were unlovable. And you're going to go out there and drink that bathwater, and it's not going to work for you, and you're going to come back. And that's basically what happens to us, right?
You know, it's interesting. My focus today is the consumer experience. Not customer, not promoter, because we are all consumers first. What people don't realize is a lifelong consumer, somebody who really has had a great experience, and that's the whole ball of wax, folks. Most people, occasionally there's a product that is alone in the marketplace and can't be replicated somewhere else. Not all.
Hey, Lisa, we got to take a break. I'm sorry, I asked you a long question. We're going to come back. Thank you, Ted Anderson, for having us on the radio all these years. We are so lucky to be all over the world. And Anand is here, finally. We haven't seen him in a couple of weeks.
We love him.
And we're coming back. We'll see you in a bit.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or help. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our help, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA Radio News.
Tornadoes ripped through parts of Texas on Friday, flattening homes and toppling trees, with local officials in one county reporting at least 24 people injured. Churches have opened their doors to serve as shelters. The National Weather Service has issued multiple tornado warnings stretching from the Dallas-Fort Worth area into neighboring Oklahoma.
A monumental day. NASA's mega rocket is once again slated for launch, this time on Monday, November 14th. Twice previously, the massive ship was on the docket for takeoff, and both times it was sidelined by a fuel leak. The Veterans Affairs Department announced 3 grants to help veterans who are homeless or at risk of losing their homes. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It is Lisa Grossman, Adrian Chenault, and the Legacy Leadership Radio Show.
I love her. Consumers.
Go ahead.
I'm a consumer of your products. How long have we been buying those products?
Forever.
I'm not a distributor there.
Nope.
I've never been asked to be one.
What I am is
a piece of income real estate. You see, distributors, the best of them, me, Tom, you, whoever's watching, Jesse Lee, talk for every day. We're machines. Some people are Rolls Royces, some people are Pintos, but all machines need maintenance. All machines have periods of time where they're dormant. All machines have time where they need to go get replacement parts. Consumers, lifelong consumers, their income real estate. And business people understand that.
Bang, bang. Right. That's all you have to think about, you guys. And stop. It's not, even though there's transactions involved, if you keep it relational, the national sales manager of a company, the last time this guy ordered was in 2012, called me yesterday and said, I need this, this, and this. I looked at it. He goes, I know I have an account. I finally find it from 10 years ago. But, you know, and he's gone through 5 different things that I hate him for. But at the end of the day, he came back and I still love him. Just stop treating people like prospects or leads. Treat them like humans. They're going to come back. Right, Lise?
You know, here's the thing. If you have good relations with people, they never go away.
Yeah.
They're just in different stages. Look, how many people, for those of you watching, are people in your life that you haven't talked to in a while, you haven't seen in a while, but you know if you call them, it's like you just talked yesterday. And then how many people are there that were your best friends in high school that you were going to be friends forever and you don't remember their names?
Yeah.
I just think that too many people think their business is dependent on what other people do. You need a lot of people to have a successful business, but the only particular individual you need is yourself. And if you know what you're, nobody's limiting you. Nobody's limiting you. If Tom wants 10 customers and I tell him he can only talk to 12 people, he better be a kick-ass salesperson. But Tom can talk to 1,000 people if he wants to get 10 customers. The question is, does he believe in the viability of what he's doing? And is he excited enough about it that he'll talk to enough people so that he finds the right ones? And it's really that everybody wants the best people. I don't want the best people. I want the right people. Because sometimes the people that are very best at what they do or what they could do, they're not at a time in their life when this is what's best for them. And if you want to buy yourself a headache, take somebody you like and try to fit them into something that isn't best for them. And make it work. They'll feel guilty. You'll be pissed. In the end, you'll resent each other, and nobody built anything.
So how do you define who are? That was a great.
Somebody quote. Write that quote down. That was like on the money.
Flesh out that distinction a little more. Who are the right people then?
The right person, I think, first and foremost. You know, somebody asked me. We all have products and services that we love. So there are products in my life and services in my life, companies I'm not. Let's take the iPhone. You're all iPhone users. If they told you the only way you could get the new iPhone was to be in the inner circle of the Dalai Lama, you'd all be standing in line to join the inner circle. None of you work for Apple, but Apple thinks you do because the iPhone users, the audience builds the audience. When something really goes viral, it is driven by salespeople, but audiences build audiences. It's what is your consumer base saying about you? Not if you want to see what our network marketers are saying about network marketing companies, there's 1,000 rumors a day we can all repeat to each other. But that's not the audience of the world that we're going to market to. So if people feel the right people are people that feel that they have a choice, that our job, we are pushing them to make sure the choice they make is an informed one, but that we're going to respect whatever their choice is. Their business, their choice, and oh my gosh, they've chosen to do this with me. Now we can go do something great. But talking you into something and then thinking if I'm good enough at talking you into it that I now own you is not really a good recipe. It's also a terrible recipe for developing leaders. You know, and a business is as good as the leadership it develops, not as good as, you don't want to be the leader, you want to be a leader.
So I've been teaching this for 100 years. Brooke actually verbalized it great. He said, work your ass off, talk to 2 people a day, interview them, drop them off right where they want to be, knowing that if you do the interview the right way, Of the 100 people that you bring into your business, 80 are going to be customers, 15 are going to want to distribute something, which makes them a distributor, making maybe a little $50 a month or $500 a month. And then of that 100 people, 4 or 5 of them might want to be an influencer like you are.
You know what's really cool about that?
Yeah.
Most people think the way to do more business is to try to change the percentages, which is insane. If you want to change the numbers, play the percentages and just get 200 people, now you have 8. Get 300 people, now you have 12. It's so simple. Everything in business can be reduced to jam. It's just another math problem. That's all it is. Just another math problem. But
jam.
But numbers will give you a lot of information based on the questions you ask the numbers. So here it is. Some people exploit human nature. That results in a lot of sales, often from people that have buyer's regret, certainly a lot of buyers, very little longevity. Some people align with human nature, play the long game, and end up with an army of people, not that will just buy it, but talk about it, and talk about it well. You know, in an age of branding, everybody will tell you how great they are. My father always said, what do other people say about you when they don't like you? Not what the people that like about you say about you. What's the worst thing that somebody can say about me? That where they're actually telling the truth. That I'm opinionated, headstrong, quick, you know, true. But in network marketing, what's the worst thing I've ever done to somebody? Not take their phone calls because I decided I no longer need to punish myself?
There you go. That's exactly it. And
you know, just don't complicate it. It's really not that complicated. If you just go out and talk to people and let them tell you their story and get their story, just be interested. They'll tell you everything you need to know. You can't solve their problem if you assume the problem and don't find out what their problem actually is. If you do know what their problem is, you almost always have a solution for it.
There you go.
And that all boils down to the interview. That I don't know what you guys call it. That conversation you have with a human being to find out what they want to buy, what they don't want to buy, what their goals are, what their problems are, and how you can be part of the solution, even if you don't make money at it. You guys know I live in the world of recovery, alcohol, drugs, all that jazz. If I tried to monetize any one of those people, they would just go right off the cliff faster than they're already going off the cliff. So I've got to be very cautious of that all the time. And I love that because it makes me not have an agenda other than their agenda. And if people can get into serving, not selling, like Lisa Grossman exemplifies, the party's over. She knows everything because everybody trusts her until, you know, this yesterday I call her up. I go, she goes, I know why you're calling. I go, why? And she told me why I was calling. And she knew. And that's what was so cool. Do you remember that, Lise?
Yeah.
Cool.
And I would have called you. You just got to me first. But here's the thing. I can sell with the best of them. I can if I wanted to. I don't really sell anymore. But I was in careers, and even in my early career network marketing where I was selling. Let me tell you the features and benefits. But here's the thing. I now really live by this philosophy because I love what I do and I believe in it. So write that down. Do I love what I do and do I believe in it? Because the answer is no. Go back to selling. You got to be really good. But here's my thing. If you knew what I knew, you'd probably choose to do what I did. So if in the course of conversation, finding out about you, I can share with you the things that I have learned, chances are you'll want to do what I do. If you knew what I knew, you would want what I have. So why do I need to sell it to you? Eventually, you're going to ask me how to get it. Or I'm going to give you the opportunity to buy it. That's not the same as selling.
I agree.
I just grabbed that quote because I think that's so brilliant, right? If you have that belief in what you're doing and you're interested enough in the other person to hear their story first, so you're not just jamming what you like or what you think down their throat in a way that's not going to be congruent with who they are and where they are in their life. It's those two things together become this powerful.
I'll give you a perfect example. I am a huge supporter of contact mapping. There are a lot of different types of database tools out there. I'm familiar with none of them. And I wasn't particularly familiar with this one. But I know Tom and Adrian. So I really wasn't as concerned with what it did because I assumed it was going to do at least what the other ones did and be better because that's good business. But I knew what they knew. They knew where people really have a problem in communication. Communication is not a business exercise. It is a skill that people use in business. Therefore, people want to be able to track their life of which business is a part. And so many people design for the sales guy in a sales call or the person he's trying to sell to. They built something that lets you track and take care of the relationships. And if you have enough relationships, you are never cold calling looking for people to sell to anyway. So that's why I supported it. I knew what they knew. You know, they knew what I knew. It works. And that's what you're looking for. Not to tell people how great it is, because guys, if you're in business today and you don't have a great product, please find something else to do. The marketplace is going to winnow you out if your product isn't good. But it is so much more than just the product or the good or the service. It's the entire experience. It's people feeling that it is for them and that they matter. So don't spend so much time trying to figure out a better way to skin a cat. Spend more time trying to make people see how much they matter and locking arms with them, because nobody wants to do it alone. That's my advice.
Yeah, you know, get in the community of cat skinners. That's the answer she's trying to tell you. It's because it's all community. I'm telling you, that
community is everything. And community is everything. I was, you know, it's funny. I did a talk on community for whatever that thing was, that internet marketing deal, No Excuses, like 8-9 years ago now. And that's what I talked about, was community building, when nobody was talking about it. But it really all does come down to that.
100%. We got to take a break. But think about an AA meeting, everybody. I've been going to the same meeting every day for the last 12,447 days. We talk about the same book, the same thing every day. Why do we do that? Why do I go? Do I have to learn something from the book? Hell no. Am I thinking about drinking? No. It's my community. It's where my friends are. That's why I go. I can help them. They can help me. That's community. We're coming back right after this. It's Legacy Leadership with Adrian and Lisa.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. The breaks are not long enough on this show. And we are having a blast with the one and only Lisa Grossman with two N's. And I love this woman. She is straight as an arrow. She is brilliant and just sneaky smart and sneaky kind. And here's what she did that you need to know. Christmas time comes along. She and Curtis decide to have a little deal where they said, let's give away a couple bicycles. And so they decided to give the bicycles to people that needed them. All of a sudden, people are calling like crazy going, I want a bike. And all of a sudden, Lisa and Curtis are saying yes. They said yes to everybody that wanted a bike. Not a bike baseball card, a bike. Not a bike athletic supporter, a bicycle. Unbelievable. A bike. Isn't that what they're at the car?
It was so much fun. It was really cool.
How many bikes did you give away?
Couple hundred.
Isn't that the cutest thing ever?
Awesome.
That's what I love about her. All heart, and it works.
You know what was really funny about that? Here's what was really interesting. We were doing these get-togethers through the pandemic, and people asked us last year. We had a lot of people that had no one to talk to, nowhere to go. And we ended up with a lot of people that were struggling and maybe feeling a little bit sorry for themselves. So we did this thing where we said, get on, we're going to do giveaways. And we had everybody that was on the call pick somebody that they wanted to get a gift for. So most of the bikes were not like, you need a bike, although we did it for some of their kids. It was people that didn't have that much, but finding somebody that they thought needed it more than them. And so it was all these people that we didn't know. We ended up with pastors calling us. You know, they had kids at their church that needed bikes. We met some really cool people, and there's no greater gift you can give yourself than putting a smile on someone else's face, really.
Oh my gosh, that's the best news in the world.
Yeah, and that's huge, right? There was an article from Maria Shriver a couple weeks ago that I don't know if you saw. We posted it a couple places, so you may have seen it, Lisa, but I'm going to send it to you afterward if not. And it was just talking about that premise, right, that no matter where you are in your life, that there's this little mantra of right now, that right, you know, however sorry you're feeling for yourself in any given moment, right now somebody else is experiencing far greater hardship than anything that you might be experiencing in that moment. And to be able to just ground yourself in service to others and in being able to think outwardly like that, you're going to make their life better, and that's going to make your life better just by living in that kind of way. And so I love that sort of two layers of extension that project.
Most people today, wherever they're at, we live in uncertain, scary, crazy times. And everybody, no matter who they are, has moments where they just wonder if anybody cares or if anybody would care if they were missing.
Yeah.
You know, you want to give yourself a great day when this show is over. Go find five people that you haven't talked to in a while that matter to you and tell them that you just reached out to remind them that you wouldn't be where you are today if it wasn't for them and that you're grateful and that they're amazing. They'll feel great. You'll feel better.
Put my phone number in the chat. I love you guys. That's the truth, though. In that article, what's so hysterical about my ego is Adrian sent me that article about a month ago, and I have all of a sudden forgotten about who wrote it. It was about a guy named Jimmy, and it talks about, are you listening to your ego or are you listening to your heart? And then it says, then when you're mad like that, you go to what's right. I have completely reinvented that story in my head like I wrote it. I can't believe it. I'm going, I read that article? You're right. I couldn't believe it because I'm such a nut. I'm so sorry about that. I am a plagiarist.
You're a storyteller.
We all storyteller.
You're the first 2 times you gave the prop credit.
There you go. I did it. I stole it from Maria Shriver.
And we owe it all to Chris Kissel, who sent it to us originally.
So she's the one that said it?
We'll keep tracking it back to give credit where credit's due.
So I have a question for you. We're going to flip this because I'm the interviewer now. You guys just had this amazing event for contact mapping. I've heard incredible things. Are there snippets and videos and clips and things coming out so we can all understand the specialness that this is creating in the world and how we might participate in the future to spreading the word about this amazing tool?
Yes, but I want to announce something first. You don't even know about it. You don't even know about this yet. I have a big announcement. Date not announced. We already have Lisa Grossman committed to fly in and speak.
How cool is that?
Thank you.
All right, good.
Yeah, she heard so much about it. She called and said, if you will have me, because she's so humble, like we were gonna rename it the Grossman Convention. But at the end of the day, she said, I'm coming to speak. Is that cool enough?
That's the greatest thing ever. And
well, I love to be around great people and share if I can. And that's you want the biggest secret to success in network marketing? Put together rooms and gatherings of great people. People that don't care who gets credit. They just want to get the thing done.
Yeah.
Get together with communities that know what they're, what are we going to do together as a community that we can't do by ourselves? Put together rooms like that and people are banging down the doors to get in.
We had this little tiny conference. We didn't know how many people were going to come. We sold it out. We had Jordan Adler. We had Richard Brook. We had Teresa. We had Sean Murphy.
J.W.
Wilson, this genius. We had these crazy. We had your company didn't have a lineup like that. And these guys all flew in to serve the greater good. And if you get a chance, go do that. Go serve the greater good. That's what we do, right?
That's exactly right. And I'm so honored and excited because we are going to make that happen. Lisa you embody what this is about. And the story you told at the beginning of the show, we got to get out of here in a second, about, I'll choose pouring into somebody else over doing my makeup or my hair or my whatever on any given day of the week. That's who you are, and that's who we want to be. Choose other people and loving on others first. We'll see you next week on Legacy Leadership.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.